was a basic checkup. They asked about how was it going, how it feel. They pulled and yanked on it, and it turned out good.
What did they know or what did they think before they looked at it, or did they ask any questions about it?
They really didn't ask no questions. They were just checking to see where it is right now, and it's back to 100%, so everything was good on it.
How tough was that for you last year to have that injury right before the season starts? And when you, did you at some point make a decision, Coach, I'm not going to play anymore, or was it ruled out that you were medically unable to play?
It was an injury which would have kept reoccurring, and that it required surgery. So I got it fixed. You know, I just looked to like long term wise. I mean, I missed playing with my guys at OU, but it was something that needed to be done.
Did they express concern about the knee that you injured in high school as well?
No, no problem at all.
I mean, did you consider coming out last year?
It was something that was thought about, but I wanted to come back with my guys and try to win a national championship with my guys at OU.
Do you regret it now?
No, sir. I don't regret it at all.
Can you talk about practicing with Sam Bradford? What type of practice player he was?
The best. He's tough, and he goes out there every day and he compete. So, you know, no matter what the circumstance may be, practice game, you're going to get the best out of Sam Bradford.
Do you feel like you reach the table as a tight end prospect?
I want to be everything. I want to be the guy that can, you know, the greatest player, if not one of the greats that played it, you know. So hopefully, you know, I could be a great blocker, great pass catcher, great route runner, great everything. I met with a couple teams. I can't remember exactly. I know the Rams, the Bills, the Vikings, just to name a few.
Where teams get Gerard McCoy, your teammate? What is this NFL team going to get by picking him?
A great player. A great player.
What's it like? Have you ever, when you're a tight end, you don't match up with too many defensive tackles, but you got a pretty good look. What's he capable of doing?
Anything he wants. I mean, he's a dominant player. And I haven't seen not many people line up in front of him, and I haven't seen too many people blocking. I mean, he's a dominant player at that position.
You just going through all the workouts?
Yeah, I'm doing everything.
Running, agility, all that stuff.
Doing everything.
From a blocking standpoint, teams tell you they'd like to see certain things, or do you feel like you might still have a lot of room to grow as a blocker?
My teams haven't told me anything at all. And I think that's a personal goal for myself, that I want to be a complete tight end. I want to be on the field every down, and I want to compete on it, you know. I want to block, I want to catch, I want to do everything.
Jermaine, what was your conversation like with Durant? What did you talk about?
We talked about football, really. We had film, and we went over plays and coverages and tested my knowledge of the game.
Was it Coach Leonard, or who was in on the meeting?
I think all the coaches were there, offensive-wise.
What NFL player do you emulate?
I like to be like a Tony Gonzalez, just be great like that, just in a sense that, you know, he played in so many Pro Bowls. And year in and year out, he's a great player. He puts numbers up. He's productive. I like to be something like that.
It's proven that he is okay. Is that your biggest goal out of this whole experience?
No, my biggest goal is come here and compete. You know, all the best tight ends, you know, that's coming out came here, and I want to compare myself to them. So my main goal here is to compete and try to be the best at everything.
The real doubts, whether it's media or, you know, people interviewing scouts or coaches or whoever, the doubts about you has been your knees. Getting the clearance, I mean, you're saying you're medically cleared, everything's good to go, you feel good about where that situation is?
Yeah, I mean, I've been yanked and tugged on, and not one doctor said anything bad about it. They said the knee's great, and I'm good to go. So I haven't got no problems with it at all.
What's the, when you said recurring,
Recurring.
You had the knee locking up or whatever?
Yeah, the knee was locking up because the meniscus was folding over. So what was happening was it was subluxing, so which forced it to lock. And when it locks like that, you know, the trainers can twist it back in. But when they do, it swells up, which, you know, leaves me out for two or three practices. And there wasn't no use me missing two or three practices when it happened every time, when it, you know, it can happen at any moment. I was just running around, and it happened.
No helmet or anything is what we're talking
about? No helmet or nothing. Freak accident, I guess.
And that's when it tore?
No, I think it tore before, but I kept playing on it. But that's when it locked up on me.
In terms of how high you were, what are some of the ranges you hear from your people? What was kind of your expectation
for you? My expectation is to get on the team. I don't allow my agent to tell me that. I don't really listen to it. My goal is to get on a team anywhere. If it may be in the fifth or sixth or irrelevant. I don't care. As long as I'm picked and I'm lucky to play, I just miss football. I want to play it again.
Who's your agent?
Ben Dogra.
What kind of different appreciation do you have now? You're talking about how you're just a child wanting to get out there and play. What kind of different appreciation do you have for football now versus before you get
it? The game of football itself, when you miss it, you don't realize, you know, how important something is to you when it's taken away from you. So I think I've seen how important football was to me and how much I love it, seeing my other guys play and not being able to contribute. That meant it put a toll on me. It made me appreciate the game a whole lot more.
Did you always know you were going to be a tight end growing up, or did that kind of position as it evolved, you know, an athletic guy like yourself kind of evolved towards it?
I think it just happened, just with my size and speed and how everything turned out. I think in high school I played receiver, and when I got so big, then when I came to college, it was time for me, you know, play a different position. Too big to play that one, so it kind of turned tight end. I love it. I mean, I love it too.
I know this is probably a tough comparison for you, but are you similar to the Oklahoma State tight end last year? I mean, you're similar size and all around guy.
Yeah, I like to be known as that. So he had more recognition of being an all around guy, and I wish I had that more or less. They just tell me I'm a pass catcher. So I mean, he's a great tight end too. So I mean, I like to be compared with him.
How fast do you think he's going,
and
what kind of range are you expecting
him to do? In the 40? I don't know. Somewhere around, you know, maybe 4.7, 4.6 range, hopefully, if everything goes well.
Do teams ask you about your pass blocking abilities? Is that something they're asking about?
No, they don't really ask me about it. They really go through film and say, you know, what are you doing? What is this? They really want to pick my brain about football.
What is your weight now?
I'm 261. I can get bigger. I mean, it's comfortable with me right now. It's just, I mean, right now that's what I am. I'm just 261.
What is your growth potential? How much can you carry without losing speed, in your opinion?
For me, all the weight, I guess. I mean, I could be 270 and still run the same speed.
So you've tried that out. You've got enough that high.
I've been there before.
How tough was this year, right? Sitting and watching.
I was very tough. Watching my guys play and not being able to play with them, that was the worst thing ever, you know. But one positive thing about it was that they play hard, and I want to say thank you to them for that, because they competed every down, every snap, and they had heart.
How involved were you with the practice situation when you guys had a walk on and you know, a guy who had to play before blocking tight end, things like that? Everybody's trying to find the next tight end, and no one was really filling the bill. Were you involved in that, helping guys run along?
Yeah, I mean, because Brody was there too. Me and Brody just try to be, you know, seniors to him and being leaders and try to encourage them to what to do and how to do it, and just show them the way.
Who have you reached out in the league from Oklahoma, who's now in the NFL, for some pointers on the process?
I really haven't talked to anybody about it, really. I'm just kind of going through it myself and just seeing how things are.
You prefer in line and being blocking and mixing it up in the trenches? You like splitting out? Your preference, how you play either way?
I like both of them. I want to do both of them great. I mean, basketball background from high school, pretty good high school career. I mean, yeah, you don't think about it, it just happens. So you don't try to go out there and box a guy out, it just happens. Reaction.
Jermaine, you and Grant Kowski are considered the top two tight ends in this draft. What makes you think that you're the best?
I don't think I'm the best. I got room for improvement. He's a great tight end. Strong, big guy. Great tight end. So I don't know. That's up to the GM to do that. We just play ball. I just want to go out there and prove to myself that I'm healthy and I can play.
Are you going to work out here, do all the drills, catch balls, run around, all that?
Yes, sir.
Did you get any Division I college basketball offers in high school?
I got a couple.
What schools?
I couldn't even tell. I can't remember. I know Texas A&M gave me a college scholarship. A couple more. I can't remember.
Did you play with Blake Griffin or against
him? I never played with or against Blake. He was younger than me.
Did the injury and the time off, does it make you appreciate this and where you're possibly headed next even more?
Yes. I mean, losing a game of football makes you appreciate what it is for you. It's a getaway. It's fun for me. It's something that, you know, you love. You don't want to lose it.
Have you watched a lot of NFL teams?
Yes.
Have you seen the Ravens offense? Do you feel like you would be a fit for the Ravens?
I'm a fit for every offense. I'm willing to do whatever the offense wants me to do. I'll do it.
Beyond just the draft process and combine now, what are your ultimate goals? What do you hope to achieve ultimately at the pro level?
to being a great player. I mean, being able to be known as a blocker, being known as a pass catcher, even down to special teams, even being a great guy in the locker room. I want to be known for everything, and somebody that, I mean, a guy that somebody can come to and talk about being great or one of the all-time legends or something like that.
What would you say is your greatest on-field strength right now?
My greatest on-field strength? My competitiveness. I'm going to compete no matter what. Whatever the circumstances may be, hurt knee, hurt whatever, hurt shoulder, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to compete wherever I am, whatever it is.
But it's specifically your physical skills, what are those strengths?
I couldn't give you one.
How would you rate your hands?
I just can't. I can't give you one. I'm going to be everything.
How would you rate your hands?
My hands? Six, because they need a lot of improvement. I dropped balls before. That's something I need to work on. I need to be more consistent.